When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Wednesday at 4, we are lucky enough to be joined by one Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey Sports NFL insider. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, how we doing?
Life is good. Life is good, man. Good to be with you guys.
Good to have you with us.
Hello, Baldy.
You know, we were talking yesterday. We looked at Saquon Barkley had 30 touches on Sunday. He was great.
Yep, he sure did. Yep.
And he is on pace for 370-something touches, which would be the most in his career. More than Christian McCaffrey, 339 last year. If you were running the Eagles right now, would you have any concern about his durability to the end of the year and look to maybe find a way to get that number down a little bit?
Absolutely, I would. Yes, because even last year, McCaffrey, if you count the postseason, he had over 400 touches. And I said throughout the season last year, like, he's not built, nobody's built. I mean, LaDainian Tomlinson was built to handle 400 touches, the only guy that could do it multiple years in a row. Emmitt was built for it, but I don't know if anybody's built for it anymore. The guys are just so much bigger, stronger, faster that they're being hit. I would be concerned. And going forward, I'd be concerned. I mean, look what McCaffrey's doing right now. It's a product of what he endured last year, as good as he was. You know, this is a product of when guys approach 400 touches in a season, the year after, and you can track it. I've done it. Deuce McAllister, Sean Alexander. You can go through the history of guys that touched it 400 times in a season. Curtis Martin, they fall off a cliff the next year. And so, yes, I would be concerned about that.
So follow-up to that. All right, you're concerned about it. So would your – and I know I'm dumbing this down a little bit in terms of how you address it. Would the way that you address it be, hey, we've got a decent backup in Kenny Gainwell, we got Will Shipley there, is the answer to just – run the sort of the same thing that you're doing and use those guys, or is the answer for Jalen to be throwing the ball more than he is?
Well, what's working right now is working. I mean, Gainwell probably needs more touches. He's a good back. They use him, you know, in a very specific role right now, kind of a rotational third down type guy. You know, he's good like that. He's good in short yards of goal line. That was his role in the postseason for a number of years. But, you know, the problem right now is that they're in these dogfights with these bad teams, you know, like Cleveland and New Orleans and Jacksonville, and they're in these dogfights with these teams, and they shouldn't be, but they are. And some of it is coaching decisions. Some of it is just, you know, they play down to these teams' level, and so they need Saquon to go, you know, pull some of these plays out of his hat like he did, you know, against New Orleans to help win that game.
Yeah.
So they're not really in a comfortable position where they could take their best player off the field.
Yeah, that's what I'd said, Baldy. I'm like, they probably came into the season thinking they want to sort of monitor his touches and limit his touches, and they've gotten to a point where they actually have to rely on him as much as they do to win football games. So they're sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place, because obviously your objective is to go out and win games, and you got to do that. What did you think about Sunday's game, Baldy? Just the way, you know, Nick sort of managed the game throughout the game. Just your thoughts on that. They won the game, and so we all will take the W. I'm just wondering what your thoughts were on how Nick sort of handled the game throughout with the 2-point conversions and the fourth down attempts?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this has been going on now, Ike. I mean, you could look at the New Orleans game.
Yeah.
You could look at the Cleveland game. I mean, this decision now, they're an analytics-driven team. I get it. I'm not that big into it. I don't like to have my analysts tell me what to do on Wednesday. I like the game to dictate what it is. But, like, the one – look, it's 16-0, Ike, and they go for two. Like, what's the point? It's 17, you're still up 3 points. I know they're at the one. Just kick the extra point. It's a three. It's a three-score game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, we got a great field goal kicker. They've extended him. He's proven his worth. You got points on the board in the first half, take the points. Like, I just don't think Jacksonville hasn't shown any ability to have great firepower early in that game. I don't know. I'd take the points when they're there. There's times to go for two. You know, maybe Tampa at the end of that game against Kansas City goes for two,
yeah.
Tries to win it right there. There's
mm-hmm.
opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think every single fourth down, every single extra point has to be a 2-point conversion. I just think sometimes just take the points that are there.
One of the things that we saw yeah. on Sunday that we haven't seen very much is the tush-push looking ineffective. Is that we're trying to figure out whether there's something Jacksonville did, maybe they're using it too much. What are your thoughts on that play in general and the way that they're using that play?
So I asked Jeff Stoutland about the play last year when they were, you know, in the middle of having great success with it, or the year before, I forget. And he reminded me that when Carson was here, they were 36-38 on quarterback sneaks. And so he just looked at me, because this is how Stout is. He goes, "Do you see a common denominator?" I go, "Yeah, Kelsey." He goes, and he just walked away. So, like, they don't have Kelsey.
Mm.
And there's nothing against Cam Jurgens. Not everybody. I mean, Kelsey had enormous leg strength. He still could probably squat 700 pounds, even losing all the weight he's lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Cam just isn't built like that to get – you can see it on film. Like, he's not getting as low to start the push as Kelsey did and still be able to get that snap up. That's what he always worried about, is getting so low and still get the snap at the same. It's kind of hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just see a couple times where Cam looks like he's a little high and, you know, they're not getting the same push at the point right now. And that's why they're trying some of these offshoots of it where they're going out wide or they're going to try and pitch it and some of these, like, the deceptives off of that play, and they haven't worked either. So, I don't know. Like, if you have Mekhi Becton and Landon Dickerson, can you just line up in I formation and just go knock somebody off the ball?
Mm.
Like, they're about the two most powerful guards in the league. Mm. Maybe you don't have to rely on that anymore.
And you got a 225, 30-pound running back. You can give it to him for 1 yard.
Right? You know, I mean, I kind of, like, the way they're moving bodies up front, like,
yeah.
Just do it the old-fashioned way, you know, like, Get you either quarterback sneak it like with a surprise or hand it off to Saquon, let him, you know, give you a 8 yards head start and let Mekhi go do what he's been doing.
I actually wonder if the effectiveness of that going down will change their thoughts on the amount of times they go for two.
I think it should.
Yeah.
It's a good question. But I mean, if I was them and I see the lack of success that they've had the last 3 years with it right now, I would be looking at altering ways to gain your yard, whether it's short yardage, goal line, whatever the situation might be.
Brian Baldinger with us, as he is every Wednesday at 4:00. So every time A.J. Brown is off the field, and this is not a slight on Devontae Smith at all, but the Eagles' offense looks disjointed. It is not the same thing. Have you ever seen a team as dependent on their number one wide receiver, a good team, as the Eagles are right now, it seems like, with A.J. Brown?
I mean, if you took Ja'Marr Chase off the field in Cincinnati, I don't think Joe Burrow's throwing 5 touchdown passes like he has, you know, two times this year.
Right.
I mean, there's a couple of guys, but I'm just going through the list of guys right now. I mean, it seems like everybody, you can overcome the loss of Puka like they did. You know, you can overcome DK Metcalf in Seattle like they have and still play good football, but probably not to the degree that AJ, just because yeah. of the trust that Jalen has in him for big plays or when you're going to need to make a play. I mean, it seems like that's where the ball is always going. I mean, even with as much time as he's missed this year, I think he's still their leading receiver this year.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
AJ, you mean? Yes.
I think he still leads him in receptions.
Yep. So defensively, Baldy, the Eagles have been so much better than I think we could have ever hoped for, especially after the bye. They did have a couple of good games before the bye, the Saints game specifically. But I think we were hoping for a defense that is passable, and they've looked like a defense that is legitimately good. Is there anything you see when you watch them that leads you to believe that this sort of play isn't sustainable, or is this just sort of what we have with a defense with the Eagles right now?
Well, I mean, it's been 4 years at least since they've had the stability at linebacker like they have right now. I mean, Zach and N'Kobe are playing legit good football off the ball. They don't come off the field. They used to have a dime package when Matt and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was here the first time. Like, they legitimately are playing those two backers the whole game. And they've been really good. Obviously, N'Kobe with the interception at the end. I'm not sure why Trevor threw that, but he did. And N'Kobe was right there to make the play. I mean, it's a first down throw. I don't think you have to make that throw, but regardless, they're playing really, really solid. They are getting home with four without a lot of blitzing right now. Cooper DeJean is making a huge difference. The slot right now, he's made two big stops on fourth downs 2 weeks in a row, and he's a great tackler. So there's certain things that look a lot better. Because last year, obviously, the tackling was atrocious. The linebacking play was atrocious. And so, you know, they gave up 35 touchdown passes. Like, you know, when you look at, what the rookie's doing out there in the corner, I mean, the ball's not going over that kid's head. Like, they didn't even challenge him the other day. I thought at least Brian Thomas Jr. would line up and they'd go after him. They didn't even challenge him.
Yeah,
and
I think they threw at him one time.
I mean, maybe that's what they think, he's just that good. But I would have challenged him a little bit. Mm-hmm. But he's been really good. He's not getting beat right now. He's what they were hoping he would be.
We look at this Dallas team coming up, right? You know, we got Washington on Thursday night. I was making the case, before our show today about Cooper Rush and the fact he's 5-1 in six of his starts. They have some confidence in him as a football team. This is one of those games we can't necessarily overlook, right?
I wouldn't overlook it. Mike is coming back. He's a difference maker. There's nobody else in the league like him. His legs are going to be fresh. He's a game changer. But the one thing, when I watch Cooper, is they really game plan for him. Mm-hmm. They really protect differently than they do if Dak is in there. Like, and with Dak, they want to get five receivers out. They trust his ability to read progressions and get the ball out. With Cooper, it's more, I'm not saying it's just only max protection, but there's different types of protections for him. There's more half-field reads for him. And I'm not saying they simplify it either, but it looks a lot different schematically when he plays quarterback, and one of the reasons why they've had real success with him.
That's an interesting point.
And he had a running game, too, in a lot of those,
yeah,
in a lot of those games.
He could take off with it. He's more than capable to do that.
So, last one, Baldy. Eagles, for real, threat to win the NFC, if you had to make a guess right now?
Well, I like to see the Commanders. The Commanders play, they got a tough game this weekend with Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see how they hold up against that team. And let's just see what the Eagles do. I mean, if they're in a collision course here and somehow Washington beats Pittsburgh to get to 8-2, that game in Philadelphia in 2 weeks is for first place. So they could take first place from them. They got to take care of business in Dallas. I wouldn't overlook the Cowboys. I think you'll get their best effort, whatever that is. They look like a very incomplete team to me, but I wouldn't take them lightly. They're still they know, you know, what color jersey the Eagles are. I'm sure they're going to get their best. But Washington is really good. You can't get that quarterback to make a mistake. Like, Jaden is unreal. I can't remember. I mean, as good as C.J. Stroud was last year, like, this kid doesn't make a mistake with the football. His decision-making is unbelievable. They played without their top running back, Brian Robinson, last week. You didn't even know the difference. And so that will be an old-fashioned NFC East showdown right there. I hope both teams can win this week, and it's for first place next week in Philly.
Oh, that'll be exciting. All right, Baldy, as always, we appreciate your time, brother.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, my pleasure. Talk to you.
That is Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, the official mayonnaise of Ike's Triple Decker Mayonnaise.
That's right.
There you go.
Work that in the read.
Yeah, mayo game day be delicious. That's the mayonnaise we have out there in the hub, in the little packets. Is you know, I hope this doesn't come out the wrong way the Commanders.
Okay. Here we go.
I kind of like that we have a good Washington team in the division again.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
The only good team, aside from the 1 year the Giants have been good over the last several years, has been Dallas.
Us or Dallas.
Yeah, aside from us, I mean.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool to have an exciting, another NFC East team that we can have a big matchup with, aside from the Cowboys.
Well, I tell you what. Once upon a time, we enjoyed having a win against Washington and then laughing at them.
Yes.
Right. Now we got to deal with someone, Washington fan, who's always trying to get into the...
Damon and East North.
Damon and East, yeah.
And Ralph and Yonkers.
He hasn't called in a while.
I love Ralph and Yonkers.
He's definitely calling next week. Yeah. These are like the Washington fans.
They've been waiting.
They've tried to get involved in conversations with us, and we just like laugh at them.
They're like gnats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they may be a problem for a while.
And this is going to be awesome.
Well, that's the funny part.
It's going to make people start hating Josh Harris. Like, right, we've been dealing with it.
Yeah.
People are going to turn if Washington turns into like a formidable opponent.
Right.
Well, because the Commanders fans, because I work with one in at WFAN, and he looks at Josh Harris as the guy who saved the franchise.
Right.
Well, like, he is at least a Washington fan.
Who?
Josh Harris.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
I think so.
He
grew up in that area. Yeah,
unlike here,
but they have a real franchise now.
Yeah, you know? They've got a real owner. You got Magic. Part of the Magic wins wherever he goes.
Yes,
he does.
The Dodgers
just won a World Series.
I was going to say Mr. Middleton should give a call to Magic, but I don't think Magic can own two different baseball teams.
You don't think he's leaving LA for Philly?
Probably not.
Come on, man. We got the boardwalk.
Are they getting a new stadium?
He's trying. No.
He's definitely going to get a new stadium.
100%.
Yeah. Well,
and he's got a better chance of getting the stadium down here than one here.
Yeah. Also,
he's got a better chance of getting a football stadium than he has here.
Yeah, that they only use 9 times a year, and they'll still get it done. Well, and the other thing down there, too, is that FedEx Field is the worst football stadium I've ever been to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And it's in a terrible location.
And
I went to one game and sat behind a pole.
And Merrill, I finally saw what he was talking about. Merrill would always say how bad the view was from in FedEx Field, and I didn't know where the press box was. He would describe it, but I couldn't. So then Chris Carino, who does Brooklyn Nets play-by-play, but he also does Compass NFL, so he does. And he took a picture from the press box, and I was like, how the hell did he see anything that was going on? I think it was a video, actually. You can't see anything. It's low, and it's in the corner. Yeah. There's nowhere to see anything. And the last thing on Washington is if you are Brian Daboll, and there is video of you in Hard Knocks talking about how you would like, was it Daboll or Daboll's, how you would like Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
And then you are stuck there with Danny
Dimes.
Scared of everything, and you're watching the Washington absolutely changed the future of their franchise with that draft pick. You just must be slamming your head into the wall.
Well, he could be the offensive coordinator when Kingsbury gets a head coaching job this year.
Dude, Joe Shine, is it Shine or Shane?
Shane.
Yeah.
Should be fired.
Yes.
For multiple reasons. Not drafting the quarterback this year.
Yep.
When you're drafting that high and taking a damn receiver.
Yes. For a quarterback that can't play.
Exactly.
And you, by the way, they knew he couldn't play.
Exactly.
They know he can't play.
Yes. Like, why wouldn't you take a quarterback this year?
And just try.
And the one kid thought the Giants were. The kid Minnesota wound up taking from Michigan.
J.J. McCarthy.
I think he had like indications that the Giants were going to draft him. And they pulled the carpet out from under him. Yeah, I don't understand why they wouldn't draft a quarterback, man. I just don't get it. He could be learning behind Daniel Jones right now, and you could be ready to move on from Daniel Jones after this season.
Instead, they're going to start – Tommy DeVito is going to end up playing the last six games of the year, and God bless his heart, but Tommy DeVito is not the future quarterback of the New York
Giants. And as great as Malik Nabers is there, he still needs somebody to throw the ball to him.
Right.
this is all about Penix for you, isn't it?
Penix, yes.
Whatever Penix. His name is.
Penix. Well, I mean, they could have took him or they could have took McCarthy.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I don't like McCarthy, but they could have taken him.
Yeah.
At least take a shot. Get a sign a wide receiver. Trade for a wide receiver. You take a wide receiver that high when you have a team that is only missing a wide receiver.
Yes.
That's what you have a young quarterback or a quarterback that's already good. You ended up with a bad year last year. Oh, look at this. We got a high draft pick. That's when you do that. You're just going to wind up with a pissed off. Malik Nabers was talking after the game the other day about how good Jaden Daniels was.
Yes. Wishing he was in Washington.
Yes. Publicly, he was talking about how good Jaden Daniels was. All right. Coming up next.
So we replaced the Giants with Washington.
I know. Yes. I've never lived in a world where Washington was a threat.
Oh
yeah, it's been a while.
Like RG3 gave them a
miss. That was like 1 year,
spurt, but that was it. I mean, Jason Campbell. Supposed to worry about Jason Campbell.
Jason Campbell days. Yeah, Mark Brunell,
Rex Grossman.
I mean, the last time I remember Washington be a threat was Mark Rippon and Art Monk.
That's when they were a real threat. Yes. Yes.
I mean, that was 100 years ago.
Yep.
You know, Jack's being honest. 30 years, they haven't been. They haven't really been
a lot of quarterbacks. A lot of head coaches.
All right. Well, Ike hinted this earlier.
He sure did.
Like a true fool. But coming up next, we do have the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. And there's shocking movement in the power rankings. Shocking movement. There's a new number one. There's more than one person that's not even in the power rankings anymore. It's shocking. That is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.